This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rosby Subramanian.
Well, as I'm sure our listeners know, there was a shooting on the campus of Western Illinois University last week. That led a columnist for the publication, online publication Patch, to write about how there were no Western Courier reporters at the scene. And this is someone who worked for the Western Courier. Will, you know him. Perhaps you can explain a little bit more about this columnist and what he had to say.
Sure. So alum Mark Kunkel, who's also a Pulitzer Prize winner, he's with the Chicago Sun-Times. We were contemporaries on the Courier staff back in the 90s. He was a couple years ahead of me. And he had reached out and found that he had heard that I had been back with the university, and he wanted to know more about it. And he said, I didn't notice any stories on the student newspaper website. And I explained to him a couple of things were compounding that problem. For one, we have had a number of students on quarantine, and as we're recording this today, they are off, and they have resumed their reporting, so that is good. But the other thing is it's been a challenge, as we've, I think, talked about on this program occasionally before, is bringing students into the print newsroom field. I think because we are such a visually literate society that students are more drawn to broadcast than before. And I don't think they realize the amount of work that's involved. And sure, I get students. I just don't get enough, though. There's still students that are hungry and really excited and enthusiastic about pursuing print journalism and taking photos and so forth. But at the same time, as I was talking to him, it's just been a challenge to get students interested and in the door. And what basically inspired him and intrigued him to write about it for his column. And being that he and I had come from the same place and the same background, and how I had talked to him about how the place had really changed, and it presents more problems given that, for example, we have little to no advertising anymore, and the funding that we have is dramatically decreased. And so that's a problem of what we can do, and that we don't print anymore because of that. And so there's a number of issues that have just challenged us in trying to maintain a student newspaper. It's not dead by any means, but it's certainly challenged, and I'm still trying to figure out a way to drive students back to the newsroom and focus on print, because it's still a viable source. It's challenged professionally and commercially, but it's a problem we're living with and a big challenge we're living with.
Well, I'm going to disagree with the assertion in his column that if there are no Western Courier reporters, there's no one to do follow-up stories and ask hard questions, because
right. There
is the public radio station.
Absolutely.
Here. There is the Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also, as you mentioned, a lot of students are going into broadcasting, and there is News 3,
mm-hmm.
and in particular Devin Brooks, who also occasionally does some reporting for Tri-State's Public Radio, but he is a gung-ho reporter. He really could be working professionally right now, but
absolutely.
he's here.
Yes.
He's a senior,
mm-hmm.
finishing. He wants to get his degree, but he is an excellent reporter, and he is certainly in place to do some follow-up if it merits it.
Right. And, you know, and one of the things I want to make clear is that, you know, our staff was also on quarantine, and now they're not. And now, of course, a few days later, we have some stories that are a few days old. But nonetheless, it wasn't immediate, and that's what drew my old classmate to give me a call and kind of wondering what's going on here. And that's what really inspired this column from him.
What are your thoughts, Rajvi?
See, it's also something to do with the timeline. Will, you should agree with me, or you should know this better. When we were students, getting a byline was a big deal.
Absolutely.
To see your name in print, oh, man, that's so fascinating. It gives you so much of, you know, rush. But right now, I mean, you don't have that kind of the charm among the students to see, oh, man, my byline is in the newspaper. That's a big deal for me. I remember mm-hmm. very clearly the day my byline appeared in the student newspaper when I was a student. You know, it was a big deal for me having my name in my newspaper.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
you don't have that much of attraction among students these days. Ah, what's the big deal with the byline, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's something to do with the change of, you know, the attraction towards, you know, newspapers and all that. And I think mostly, you know, people have drifted more towards, you know, other social media platforms and things like that. And unfortunately, you know, we are living in a time where there are, you know, not much takers for getting into newspapers, which is not a good sign, because if the newspaper at the local level is pretty much the foundation for our entire country.
Right.
If that is going to be loose and weak, the entire system is going to be in chaos soon. So this is not a good trend at all, and I really feel bad. For instance, take Western Korea. I see only one student name all the time, Rachel Green. She does the front page. She does the middle page. She does. So we have like one or two students who pretty much run the entire show. That is not a good sign at all.
No,
because
no, it's
back
not.
In those days, when this newspaper, student newspaper, there would be at least 15 to 20 students working on news, crime, current events, opinion piece, editorials, and photographs, and, you know, design, and, you know, lots of stuff which we don't see these days. And I mean, we cannot say like, oh man, you know, what's happening to this? Because it's also got to do with the students' mentality that they also need to be passionate about getting into the news business, making some difference in the campus community. So I think, you know, that's also something to do or think about. The fascination for the student newspapers is kind of going down.
Yeah, that passion does not seem to be there from some as many students as there used to be. And I find the byline issue kind of curious, because in the old days in print, if you wrote something and had a byline, you know, you would have to make sure you saved that if you wanted right. to hold on to that as a memento for many years. And of course, during the course of moving, et cetera, things get lost.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if you get a byline on a website now,
yeah.
it's theoretically there forever. You should always be able to find what you wrote.
Right. I think it's a matter of how they're consuming news is maybe a byproduct of this. I know, you know, I always grew up with newspapers and magazine subscriptions in the home, and of course everything's been digital and now digital for some time. And I think this might be a reflection of that. And, you know, I think
I also want to point out at one point at this point in time. I graduated from Southern Illinois University, where they had a student newspaper, Daily Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel most of the university administration want the student newspaper more like a PR outlet for them. If you write anything against them, then like, oh man, they don't want to support you. And I also think, you know, the bureaucracy that exists in the university administration is also partly to be blamed for the functioning of student newspapers. That's what I feel. I mean, I may be wrong in my observation. That's what my people might think. But this is my observation, that every university now something has kind of the PR outlet firm, where if you want to reach the administration officials for any question, they are routed through the PR firm. So that's kind of a big problem for the students to get some kind of feedback on some issues within the campus and stuff like that. So I think that's not one issue. It's also got to do with the students. And also it's got to do with the administration at the top level, where they don't care that much for a student-run newspaper.
Well, that's why you need to make sure that people who get hired to lead universities, that during the search process some questions are asked of them regarding what they think of student newspapers, the role of student newspapers, public radio stations, too, that are on campus. Because our current administration at Western seems to support this public radio station, but the one before that was not so supportive when things were going badly for them. And prior to that administration, other administrations, I think, were more supportive of us.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. I think that it's a matter of your leadership and set the tone and understand what the role is of media, and that they have that understanding. And in recent history, you're absolutely right. That was not the case. And I think we're on a bunch better footing now that they have this understanding of it.
Yeah, the administration needs to understand that university relations is the place where their spin or their, you know, the nice things come out, and that occasionally news outlet is going to ask difficult questions and write stories that might not reflect well on the institution.
Right.
But it's important to get the facts and the truth out there.
Yeah, they have to know what we're about, and it's not about propping them up. And unfortunately, it happens all the time where we see some institution and leadership don't realize that.
Yeah, and you tell them, I don't look at stories as good news or bad news. I look at them as being of interest to the audience, and that's why we report them.
Yep, just the facts.
All right, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.